Hey, we're kind of excited to have the Thunderheads here on WTIP on the Roadhouse. It's the first time, although they've been in the area several times before at the Gunflint Tavern. They're going to be playing down at the tavern again tonight. When do you guys start? Let's see, Steve, are you close to your mic there?
Yeah. We start tonight at probably 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest.
Great. And then you're playing again tomorrow night as well.
Correct, yep.
So if folks can't get it there tonight, you have another night.
Yes.
Come down and hear the Thunderheads, or Thunderheads, Thunderheads. Well, you could be the Thunderheads.
Gave them a new name besides.
Yeah.
Ronima. That's
yeah.
The first, yeah.
Thunderheads.
We're joined by Steve Blexrud, who's on vocals and lead guitars, and Craig Paquette. Did I do that right, Craig?
That's perfect.
He's vocals, rhythm, and slide guitar. And over there on the bass guitar, the newest member, Don Blue.
Yes.
Don, nice to have you here, too. And
thank you.
Being the new guy, I guess you had to learn a new song.
Well, you know, they decided to change the song list up on me about 5 minutes before we left the hotel. But, you know,
that's always doing it to the new guy, you know.
Musicians, we're a flighty bunch.
You know, we also have a drummer. We left him back home. He's that's Eric Brown, so we better give a shout out to him.
Hey, what, Eric.
Wasn't he behaving, or what?
No
room in the van?
He wouldn't want him on the air.
He pounds on it just too hard. Drums, though.
No. Yeah.
Drummer and behaving, those aren't two words that go together in a sentence very often.
I guess not.
No, we do occasionally bring the drums along and do a four-piece show or five-piece show. We did that last summer, and we may do that again. We're up here Memorial Weekend.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah, we may do that for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up the drums.
Yeah. You've been playing, I think you said, 28 years together, the two of you, and that's Craig and Steve.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be playing music together. That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's quite fortunate that a couple guys can stay together that
way.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And it's been the same band name?
Yes. Well, we started out as
The Thunder Herd.
No, we were just Road Herd.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's Road Hard.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I got that.
I think we started out as Broken Harbor, and it morphed into
Thunderheads. Yeah, I don't know. When we made our first CD of all original music, when was that? 96. And so we thought, well, you know, let's get a new image, get a new name. So that's when we became Thunderheads,
Was that a big jump to move to original music on a confidence level, or just on a level that you could get it out there?
It was, you know, and it is. I mean, there's certain venues that's what you're expected to do. You know, we've been fortunate enough to be able to play some of those. Tonight we'll be doing mostly cover songs, so you know. So tonight, when in studio here, we'll do some of the originals that, you know, maybe an original, couple covers, see what happens.
Did you include a Grip of the Black Gold in your what you're going to play here tonight? Or
actually, we didn't.
You have a different idea.
That song tends to require a little more instrumentation, and it's also an odd time signature, which and it's also a song we haven't introduced
John. Don would actually.
Okay. I had to bring that one up.
I think we got to the real reason.
Although it's a very timely song, and you know about climate change and whatever, that would be appropriate. But
now, in my defense, I mean,
in your defense, right? I don't think I remembered. It's been a while since we played it.
Yeah.
It's one.
I don't know, Don. Are we making you feel bad yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll keep working on it. We still got some more minutes to go here.
It's one thing learning songs that you've heard over your lifetime.
Yeah.
With original material, you not only have to learn the song, but then you have to learn how to play it.
Exactly.
Which is a little different.
Maybe we should get a little sample. What do you have in mind? Somebody want to introduce in?
These are some of the songs you'll hear tonight at the tavern.
This is Blind Faith.
Yeah, this
one. Oh, really? Okay.
Song,
that'd be fun.
Why don't you start out, Craig? And this is called Can't Find My Way Home.
Throne and leave your body at home. us change. You are the reason I've been waiting all so long. Somebody holds the key, and I'm near the end, and I just ain't got the time. Oh, and I'm wasted and I can't find my way. You are the reason I've been waiting all these years. Somebody holds the key, and I'm near the end, and I just ain't got the time. Oh, and I'm wasted and I can't find my way.
Sounded great, guys.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice sound.
That's
thanks a lot.
Having Clapton right in the room, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very
along
much.
With some of the other guys in that
Stevie
band.
Stevie Winwood and Eric Clapton, yeah.
Isn't that something that's kind of the music I grew up with, or at least in my 20s.
You know, that's kind of the thing. I guess we end up kind of going to the music that we kind of came of age and kind of come back to it. And when we're playing, sometimes it turns out that we're playing songs that people wanted to hear, they just didn't think of it until we did it, and then they say, that's right.
I should be asking them to play a little Glenn Miller?
You know what I'm finding, and I find it remarkable thinking back to when I was the age in the 20s, that we just didn't listen to bygone music, you know? But now the kids out there today, they're wanting to hear our 70s stuff and the 60s stuff. And
I was just going to say that, we find that younger kids in their 20s and whatever really appreciative, you know, of the of the Ritz rock and blues that came out in the late 60s and 70s. So
there's a big wider expanse of music out there now, you know. You can go all directions, and it was a little, I wouldn't have called our music narrow because there was a lot of players back then, but it just didn't, it was just all what's new,
right?
It was going on there. 28 years, it's really hard to make a living in music where you can, you know, really make a living.
Yeah.
How does that work for you guys?
Well, it works barely.
Yeah.
I mean, what the day job is for.
Yeah. You know, I work a day job and we do this, and you know, maybe that's part of what's helped us do it for so long. Mm-hmm. Is, you know,
if
you had to go on the road and do it every day and get tired of it this way, you know, every time we play, we still just really, really enjoy it and appreciate it now probably even more than we used to.
Yeah. How has the venues changed over the years as far as where you play? Is that, let me know how that works for you.
Well, it's, I can tell you one thing, the pay has seemed to have gone down.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, what do? You try to deal with it. Either work out, you know, playing for a lesser amount of time or something like that to make it work between the venue and the musicians.
There's so many bands competing.
Yeah,
right. I was going to ask, is that because there's so much competition?
There's so many bands. And of course, it's different. It's different for bars now, you know, and music venues, you know. They've got a tougher go of it now than they used to.
Craig and I do a number of duo shows, too, around the cities, and I do a number of solo shows. So between the solo, duo, and full band gigs, I stay fairly busy, but I work also a part-time job. So that's kind of how we pull it together.
Yeah. I know when I was growing up in this area, we never got a Twin Cities band to come up to Cook County. You know, it just wasn't going to happen. Yeah, this was kind of the end of the world. But now, you know, we're getting great bands up here all the time.
We look at this as a vacation.
Yeah.
You know? The first time my wife came up here, you know, was and say, yeah, this is a fun place to play, you know. She said, well, I'm coming every time now.
Why not?
I've been going on Boundary Water trips since Boy Scout days. Okay. So I've always been attracted to the area. And pie in the sky, I'd like to live up here someday, but we'll see how that goes.
We're talking with the Thunderheads, if you just tuned in, and they consist of Steve Blexrud and Craig Paquette and Don Blue over there on bass guitar, Don being the newest member. One member not here, he plays the drums, and we didn't have room for him, I guess.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, that must have been
it. Yeah, that's it. And his name is Eric Brown.
Eric Brown.
Yeah.
And that's our electric version, where we plug into our amps and have you know, his Telecaster, my Les Paul, and, you know.
Yeah, I listened, you know, the song that I was asking about, Grip of the Black Gold, I listened to it today online, and drums are a big part of the start of that song, so why I wondered how that worked without the drums. And
Yeah, actually, that CD was recorded when we had our old drummer, Eric Jacobson. So our drummers have always been Eric's, but Eric Jacobson was the drummer on that CD.
So you got to be an Eric to play drums in your band?
Yeah, we think so.
Less confusion?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, you probably got another tune.
Yes, yeah.
Why don't you introduce this one, Steve? We'll do an original.
Yeah, this is an original song I wrote about a year ago. It's not on any CD yet. But it's called Hurried Up Blues. One, two, one. Get out of bed, grab some coffee just to clear my head. Check out the news, crack an egg. Next thing I know, it's a quarter to two. Then it hits me, I got the hurried up blues. The other day, was checking mail. There's 50 people trying to tell me their tale. I can't reply, what can I do? There's 10 more items on my big to-do. Then it hits me, I've got the hurried up blues. Hurry up, no time to lose. Hurry up, I got the hurried up blues. Hurry up, no time to lose. Well, you can live that crazy life if you choose. That's not for me, I hate the hurried up blues. Thank you. up, no time to lose. Hurry up, I got the hurried up blues. Hurry up, no time to lose. Well, you can live that crazy life if you choose, but that's not for me. I hate the hurried up blues. Getting sick of all the stuff that makes a day not long enough. It throws a wrench into the works, the careless morons and the selfish jerks. Well, I don't want to be one too. I hate the hurried up blues. Hurry up, no time to lose. Hurry up, I got the hurried up blues. Hurry up, no time to lose. You can live that crazy life if you choose, but that's not for me. I hate the hurried up blues. Hate the hurried up.
Nice stuff. That's the kind of music I can listen to all day.
Well, thank you.
You know, it just kind of rolls along there.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice job. There, now we got your mics back up. I should mention that your latest CD is Can't Stop Time, I believe.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Now, have you got something that you work on all the time? Do you work for new music, or are you kind of busy with other things, and every so often you get one
out? I've got two or three songs that are sort of half done that I've been working on, and just trying to find the time to work on them and feel, you know, have the creative juices flowing at the time, too, is... They don't always line up, so, you
know. Yeah. The imagery isn't always working,
exactly,
right,
Steve? Exactly. But, yeah, we've got some originals we're working on.
You know, that's kind of the key to keeping things going for all these 28 years. You got to always keep doing some new stuff, keep
sure.
it fresh.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's...
Yeah, and your first CD was very successful. Yeah, and this latest one is doing well?
Yeah, not too bad. It's you know, we would like to see the CD sales you know, climb a bit, but and it's not doing too bad.
You'll have them with you down at the tavern.
We'll have some tonight. Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, you can get it at cdbaby.com.
Okay.
And slash and search for Thunderheads there, and downloads are on iTunes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and we've got our website thunderheadsmusic.com. And then now we finally got onto Facebook, even. We're getting with the times.
Oh, man.
So you can find Thunderheads on Facebook now.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
You can't find Bob on Facebook.
Absolutely not. I will not find you on Facebook. If you call me, I'll find you.
Yeah. Come and be our friend.
How does that work with the downloads as far as how you guys get paid? Does that work?
Well, all I can really tell you is when we go through CD Baby, they track all the downloads that happen at the different places where you can download music, and they kind of track it for you. And, you know, they keep a small percentage of it and pass the rest on. So, you know, if your CD is set up right coding-wise, when you have it mastered, there's codes that go in there, and there's ways for it to be tracked. Digitally, that
and
way.
If you don't do that, then you're just going to be losing all the time.
Well, you're, as far as downloads go, you still have the physical CD sales, but
probably never get rich doing it.
But, well, no,
you know, but we do it because we love to play and
we like to get something.
Yeah, right.
Well, and don't you feel that it also then fuels your live performances if people know about your music that way?
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, and that's the trouble you run into when you play somewhere. People want to hear songs that are familiar, so, you know, and like once again I said before, it depends upon the club, but, you know, you're kind of forced into doing a lot of familiar songs, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But when someone is singing along with one of our originals, that's a good deal. That's really nice.
Well, any minute now, I know Bob and I, we have some groupies that'll be showing up that every week it happens like that, you know.
Waiting outside the door there.
Bob keeps an eye to be sure we don't miss him.
Some geritol. Yeah.
That kind of a groupie. Well, you know, we have time for another.
We'll do one more. Yeah. And, you know, we decided this was, you know, we kind of switched them around, but what the heck, let's.
We decided to do this one.
We'll do a Neil Young song just because, Yeah, because we can.
Now, is Don singing on this one?
Don.
I've been playing bass guitar for about 30 years.
Okay.
Nobody's given me a microphone.
Okay, I see.
There's a reason for that.
We'll go with that.
We're going to play Harvest Moon, Neil Young.
Oh, great.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away.
Guys, nice to hear a little Neil Young. You know, terrific. We still have a little bit. How are you guys for time?
We're good.
Yeah?
We've got time. We can do another song.
Well, here's what I was thinking. I noticed you play some Grateful Dead.
Oh,
we
yeah.
never get anybody in here that can play Grateful Dead.
Oh, Really? Sure.
No, he never gets.
Well, we had Jerry Garcia that one time.
Well, but, I mean, yeah, he doesn't count because he was original, but, you know. Would you mind, does that work for you guys to play at least a little bit of?
Sure, we could do that.
Sure. Nothing like being put on the spot,
well,
right?
Don, do you know the song now?
Well, they always change the list up on me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This will be just like another jam session.
It's the Thunderheads
otherwise,
out there.
We were going to do Willin' by the Little Feet. So,
you know, it's your gig, so.
But we can, we'll be happy to play some Dead.
And this is a family show, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a family value song. It's kind
okay.
of
okay. All right.
Warning.
Oh, okay. There's no delay on this station.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. Being the point just about halfway, and you know it was the hottest part of the day. We took them horses up to the stall, went to the barroom, hold the drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, you know my body hurt. It being summer, I took off my shirt and I tried to wash off some of that dusty dirt. With Texas cowboys, they're all around. Weed, liquor, and money, they're loaded down. So soon after payday, you know it seems a shame. You know my uncle, he starts a friendly game. Well, it's high, low, jack, and the winner takes the hand.
As a dead of a man can be. One of them cowboys, he starts to draw. They shot him down low, he never saw. They shot me another, oh damn, he never grow. In the confusion, Uncle grabs the gold. Then we hightailed it down to Mexico.
Hey. All right.
That was great.
I think we're off the air. I'm not
yeah, well.
No. Listen, there's been a lot worse than that.
That was These guys are professionals, Bob. They're good.
Very good. So I'm glad you guys could join us this evening.
Guitar riff on that song was really fun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so. Steve got to show off some of his licks on that one.
Yeah, that was all right.
You know, when I go from electric guitar to doing an acoustic show, it's quite a different. I mean, the guitar just doesn't respond like an electric. So,
yep.
But, you know, sometimes I get. going on and
it sounded great.
Excuses.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't hear Don making any excuses. That's because I got his mic off, so you know you'll have that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been listening and talking to the Thunderheads. They're from Minneapolis. They're up here playing at the Gunflint Tavern both tonight and tomorrow night. Consist of Steve Blexrud, Craig Paquette, and Don Blue. Thanks so much for joining us, and maybe next time you're in town, give us a jingle.